Okay, let's do one on Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N. Born 9/21/52, 71-year-old woman being evaluated for face-to-face today on 5/31/2024 at 2:17 or 2 p.m. period. This 71-year-old woman is currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia, behavioral issue, depression, anxiety, weight loss, total ADL dependency. She's lost 3 pounds from 2 weeks ago. She now weighs 104 pounds. She's confused most of the time, at times oriented to person, but only most of the time she's not oriented to person, place, or time, period. She eats very little. She has childlike appetite. Her husband of 54 years, Leland, L-E-L-A-N-D, is her caregiver. She's been pregnant twice and has never been a heavy smoker or drinker, period. Her Alzheimer's dementia is end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, as well as her behavioral issue, is being treated with a combination of trazodone and Neurontin, along with Zoloft, period. Most recently, she was taken off the Namenda and Aricept because it's not indicated for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. Those medications are not indicated for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, period. Furthermore, she has bowel and bladder incontinence, wears a diaper, and is ADL dependent, period. On exam, she appears to be in no distress. She is she appears gaunt, thin, that's G-A-U-N-T, thin, with severe muscle wasting about the temples, lower extremity, upper extremity, and a scaphoid abdomen, period. The paragraph says originally from the hill country and has lived in the temple area now for 1 year, period. Patient continues to decline. Given her end-stage dementia, her weight loss is unavoidable. And patient's husbands would like something with bladder spasm. Oxygen is recommended, which will come from ALI patient's primary care physician / hospice medical director. Thank you. That's oxybutynin 5 milligram. Yeah, up to TID. Thank you.